Imagine waking up in a house powered by a battery that stores the sun's energy from the previous day. You hop into a vehicle that drives itself to your office, while you check a feed of global updates on a platform that aims to be the digital town square of humanity. Meanwhile, hundreds of miles above your head, a rocket is landing upright on a drone ship in the middle of the ocean, having just delivered a constellation of satellites that provide internet to the most remote corners of the planet. This is not a scene from a science fiction novel written in the distant future. This is the reality constructed by one man and his collection of ambitious companies. Today, we are looking at the ecosystem of Elon Musk. You might be wondering why we are focusing on this today. It is because the year is 2026, and we are at a unique inflection point where these experimental technologies are finally colliding to redefine how we live, work, and even think. To understand the trajectory of the next decade, we have to pull back the curtain on the machines and the vision driving this change. Let us look at the first pillar of this empire, which is the intersection of energy and transportation. When the first mass-produced electric vehicle hit the streets, many critics dismissed it as a toy for the wealthy. Today, Tesla has evolved from a niche automaker into a global energy company. The shift is not just about moving from gasoline to batteries. It is about the decentralization of power. By integrating solar storage with high-performance autonomous vehicles, the company is building a grid that functions like a living organism. Think of it as a nervous system for the modern city where every car acts as a mobile battery, balancing the load for the entire neighborhood. Now, let us move to the second chapter, which involves the reach of humanity. SpaceX has fundamentally changed the economics of space. By mastering the art of the reusable rocket, they have brought the cost of reaching orbit down by orders of magnitude. Why does this matter to you sitting here on Earth? Because it is the foundation for Starlink, a global satellite network that is erasing the digital divide. But the ultimate goal remains the same. The push toward Mars is not just about exploration. It is about creating a backup drive for human civilization. It sounds like a movie plot, but the hardware is currently sitting on launch pads ready to prove that multi-planetary life is a logistical challenge, not an impossible dream. Finally, we turn to the most intimate frontier, which is the integration of technology and the human mind. Neuralink is perhaps the most controversial and fascinating piece of this puzzle. If Tesla is the body and SpaceX is the reach, then this is the consciousness. We are talking about bridging the gap between biological thought and digital processing. Imagine being able to control a computer or restore lost motor functions simply by thinking. It sounds like magic, but it is science. When you add the Boring Company, which aims to solve the two-dimensional gridlock of our cities by moving traffic into three-dimensional tunnels, and the Optimus Robot Project, which seeks to solve the labor shortages of the future, you see a pattern. The goal is not just to build products. The goal is to solve the fundamental bottlenecks of human progress. The takeaway here is simple yet profound. We often view technology as something that happens to us. We wait for the next phone or the next software update. But what we are witnessing with this collection of industries is the active engineering of the future. You do not have to agree with every move or every vision to recognize that the boundaries of what is possible are being pushed in real time. The question for you is not whether these technologies will exist in 10 years. The question is how you will choose to interact with them. Will you be a passenger in this new world, or will you use these tools to build your own corner of the future? We are living in a time where the speed of innovation is only matched by the scale of the ambition behind it. Stay curious, keep questioning the status quo, and remember that the most exciting stories are the ones that are being written as we speak. Join me next time as we continue to track the forces shaping our world.